The Bible just teaches us that believers shall lay hands on the sick, Jesus said, and they shall recover. He didn't say apostles. He didn't say evangelists. He said believers. We ought to be laying hands on the sick.
Join Gloria Copeland today on the Believer's Voice of Victory as she teaches on the authority of the believer and reveals the benefits you'll experience when you do what the Word of God says.
Let's look at Galatians 3. Well, let's look at 11. We've been talking about faith. Everything works off of faith. Faith is believing and obeying God. Faith is being able to hear Him and do what He says. The opposite of disobedience. Faith and living by faith and is the opposite of disobedience. It's obeying God. It's believing God when things are dark. It's believing God when things are good. It's believing God when things look impossible. It's believing God in the face of any situation. Believing what? Believing that God will help me. God will come to my rescue. He will restore me. Verse 11 says, the just shall live by faith. He's been talking about Abraham and his faith. Abraham took the word of God and did it. And that's exactly what we're supposed to do. By faith, he wasn't moved. When the Lord told him he was going to have a child, he laughed. But then wouldn't every old man laugh at that? And so, but he believed. He believed. He believed, and he acted on it, and he went, he obeyed, he left his family, he took out. You know, sometimes you got to get away from that family to grow. If you're in a place that's surrounded by people who are always trying to, maybe they don't even try to, but they so much as keep your faith stifled, and you know, it's negative, and if you don't have to be there, go somewhere else. Hallelujah. Get with people. Have friends that are believers. Don't have friends that are always trying to pull you out in the dark realm. If you need to minister to them, minister to them. But then when you have friends that believe God. Amen? And that are strong. The just shall live by faith. Verse 13 says, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree. That the blessing, say the blessing. The blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Well, the blessing included everything good. It included abundance and health and all good things. Hallelujah. The blessing has come on us. Now, we can't let the devil steal our blessing. How would we do that? How would we cooperate with him? Well, if you don't spend time in the Word, you're not going to have strong faith. Because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. So if you don't have faith, and if you don't have strong faith, when adverse situations come, we live in a crazy world, and we are not perfect. I don't know if you knew that or not. But we just goof up a lot. We are not perfect. What do? When we make mistakes? Well, if we even realize it, we repent. But there's just a lot of things that are beyond our knowing that we do wrong, I think, sometimes. And so what do? We repent. We get it right. We stand on the blessing. We expect the blessing. If we have things in our life we know we're being disobedient, we change. To repent is to go back to change. You quit doing something and you start doing something else. You change. Hallelujah. You're not going to do well and be disobedient. And so what do? When we walk out of love, when we know we're going in a direction that we shouldn't be going, when we've sinned, whatever it is that we've done against God, we get it right and we turn around. We don't get it right and just keep doing it. You can't. You quit it. You get it. You stop it, and you believe God, and you turn and you go in the direction that He's calling you to go into. Amen. All of this has to do with the health of your body, because you're not going to be able to maintain health and be disobedient or sin. You're not going to be able to maintain your health and you know, go to church on Sunday and live like the devil during the week. You're not going to be able to do that. And God has freedom for all of us from every situation. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You can be delivered from today from drugs, alcohol, pornography, whatever it is you know is holding you back. Today is your day to be delivered from it. Not just healing of your body, but the healing of your whole self, your spirit, your soul, your body. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. And we'll believe for that. Let's believe today for our deliverance, for everybody's deliverance from every situation. Just the freedom and the victory of God sweep through this place today. Deliver of addictions and all kind of situations. Amen. Nobody wants to be a drug addict. Nobody wants to be an alcoholic. Nobody wants to be a pervert. God will help you if you'll turn to Him. And so we've been delivered from the curse. Every sickness and every disease is under the curse. Jesus Himself bore it for us when He bore sin for us, that the blessing, it says in verse 14, would come upon us. It says in verse 29, if you be Christ, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. What did He promise Abraham? He promised him He would be the heir of the world. So there's blessing in every area of our lives. Your finances should be healed and delivered. Your body should be healed and delivered. Your children should be healed and delivered. You should be healed and delivered. Hallelujah. God wants it that way. He put every curse and every sickness upon His own Son to bear it for you so that you could be free and I could be free. We are the healed. We may not know it, but God has already paid the bill. Jesus has already paid the bill. Hallelujah. For our healing and our deliverance. Blessed be the Lord God. So we've been redeemed from the curse, which includes every bad thing. If you're not familiar with the curse and the blessing, you need to get familiar with it, because the blessing belongs to you and the curse you've been delivered from. What a wonderful thing that Jesus, it says Jesus Himself, glory to God, took that curse for us and bore our sins and our sicknesses and carried our diseases. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So we walk in the light of these things by faith, by believing God's word. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Let's look at Jesus' ministry in Acts 10:38. It says how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Glory to God. Jesus healed them all. Hallelujah, the scripture says. He went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Jesus was so easy to receive from. Let me see if I can find something here. I believe I can. I'm looking for old Bartimaeus. He's one of my favorites. Where is that? Mark 10:31. Let's see. Here's a blind man now. Maybe you need sight today. Let's look at Mark 10:46. And they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples, a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, and he went out with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou Son of God, have mercy on me. And many charged him that he should hold his peace, but he cried the more, a great deal. Thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, be of good comfort, because he calls for you. And he, Bartimaeus, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, what will thou that I should do unto thee? Lord, that I might receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, go your way, your faith has made you whole. Glory to God. Your faith has made you whole. Now, you know, Bartimaeus hadn't been listening to any long sermon or anything about that. But he had heard that Jesus healed people. And when he got the opportunity, he got in the middle of it. He began to holler. People said, shut up, Bart, you dummy. Shut up. Be quiet. He doesn't want to hear you. Hush. But you know what? Bartimaeus saw deliverance coming his way. And it said he cried out all the more. And he said, have mercy on me. So what happened? Jesus had mercy on him. Glory to God. Lord, that I might receive my sight. Jesus said, your faith has made you whole. Now, you know, Bartimaeus hadn't been listening to tapes. He hadn't even been reading about healing. He couldn't read. He was blind. He just heard that there was a healer on the way. And he thought, this is my opportunity. And you know what? More than having like a faith that would come from reading the Word of God, he had the faith that was, he'll heal me. He'll heal me. He just thought, he can heal me. He's healed other people. He can heal me. And he started participating. He started hollering. Have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. What happened? He got Jesus' attention. And Jesus said, your faith, he acted on it. Today when we pray, I want you to act on it. I want you to actively receive your healing. I want you to just consider yourself like Bartimaeus, except you've got a lot of advantages Bartimaeus didn't have. It's a lot easier for you to receive than for him. But just be simple about it. Just say, just put it all out there and say, Lord, I believe I receive it. You're not receiving on the basis of your goodness and all that. You're receiving on the basis of what Jesus did. We're quicker to receive, of course, when we're walking in the light that we have. But if you're not walking in the light, repent and get it straight. Let it, just anything that's holding you back this morning, anywhere you know where you're missing it, just during this service while we're talking and going over the Word, just get it straight and repent of it. And God will move and be quick to heal you today. I think we make it seem too hard. I mean, you know, God's ready when we're ready. That's just the bottom line. When you're faced out there and you're believing and expecting and you're acting, he's ready. Thy faith has made you whole. Your believing has made you whole. Today, your believing will make you whole. Next week, your believing the Word of God when nobody's there but you and Jesus in the Word will make you whole. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Begin to expect that. And I'm telling you, you know, really, if we're believers, the Bible just teaches us that believers shall lay hands on the sick, Jesus said, and they shall recover. He didn't say apostles. He didn't say evangelists. He said believers. We ought to be laying hands on the sick. People that aren't in ministry ought to be laying hands on the sick. If you want to do something for God and you want a ministry, but you know, you don't have a pulpit, you don't have a church, you're not really called there, well, get healing scriptures, go to the hospital, read them to people, and lay hands on the sick. You'll be amazed. I mean, you know, you're not the healer anyway. Jesus is the healer. You can plant the Word. You can cause faith to come. You can be the hands. Who lives in you? Jesus. You can be the hands. Just do it. Just begin to do it. You think, oh, some people, well, I want to go in ministry. I want to do this. I want to do that. Well, start. Start where you are. Start at what you can do. Minister to people. Amen. And that'll open other doors for you. What we want to do is what we're called to do, whatever that is. But whatever we're called to do, we're believers. And we should be laying hands on the sick. And we should be sharing the scripture with people and ministering to them and letting God move in their lives. Hallelujah. We are the triumphant church. We are the church on fire. Hallelujah. We're not just sitters in the pew. We are movers and shakers. We have the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. So let's look. Jesus went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil. He is the same, the scripture says, yesterday, today, and forever. But let's look at the woman with the issue of blood in Mark 12. Now here's, I'm just showing you some things about how people acted when they received. You know, don't sit there like a stump on a log. Let your faith go today. Glory to God. The woman, we all love this woman. We've heard all about her. Brother Hagin taught us all about this woman, and he's taught us some vital things about what faith through her life. This woman in Mark 5:25, it says, a certain woman which had an issue of blood for 12 years. So this woman had been this way for 12 years. She was just like you. She was tired of it. She wanted out of it. She just didn't seem to be getting anywhere. Some people might feel that way today. And had suffered many things of many physicians. The doctors had not done her any good. And was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. When she heard of Jesus, she came in the press behind and touched his garment. Something changed her life. She heard about the healer. She heard there's a healer in town. Hallelujah. He's coming this way. Glory to God. She was not supposed to be out in public, but she said to herself, she said it. She was talking her faith. If I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. The Amplified says, restored to health. I shall be restored to health. And straightway, the fountain of her, when she heard of Jesus, she came in the press behind, for she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. She took a chance. She got out in the crowd. And immediately, straightway, the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. She knew in her spirit that it had been done, and she felt it in her body. And Jesus knew something had happened. He said, it says, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, who touched my clothes? And his disciples said unto him, you see the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, who touched me? He looked round about to see her that had done this thing, but the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down at his feet, fell down before him, and told him the truth. And he said to her, daughter, your faith has made you whole. Glory to God. Our faith today will make us whole. Your faith tomorrow will make you whole. You can have your own healing service. You got a Bible. You can look up the healing scriptures when symptoms try to come on you. And you can say them and see them with your eyes and look them up and take them like medicine. And be healed. Amen. The first symptom, when things begin to try to come on your body, the first thing you want to do is get your Bible and have a healing service. And rebuke sickness and disease and symptoms. Look at the scriptures that give you deliverance and healing. So he said, your faith has made you whole. Glory to God. She acted on the word of God. She dared to believe the word of God. She heard it. She believed it. She said it with her mouth, and she did it. Now those are the things that will cause deliverance and healing to come in your body. Every day when you're by yourself or when you're ministering to somebody else, use that faith. Hallelujah. That's what you got it for, is to use. And today we're going to all come into agreement. And we're going to believe God for the healing of every person in this place. Hallelujah. We receive it. We're going to receive it in Jesus' name today. Amen. Hallelujah.
God's best for you is to live in divine health for all of your days. No matter how old you are, child, youth, adult, or senior, His plan is for you to be well and start living long and strong. The God Wants You Well package features three life-changing resources: Live Long and Live Strong, a 6-CD teaching series by Gloria Copeland, encourages you to fully live God's purpose all of your days. Healing Promises, a book by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, is filled with healing scriptures from God's Word. And the CD and booklet, Healing Confessions by Gloria Copeland, will teach you how to declare the healing power of God over your life. The God Wants You Well package helps you discover God's wisdom for long life, His promises for healing, and how to make every day a day worth living. To order the God Wants You Well package by Gloria Copeland, log on to kcm.org and order online. Or call us toll-free at 800-575-4455. The cost for this package is just $20 and includes Gloria Copeland's faith-building teaching, Live Long, Live Strong, a Healing Promises book, and her Healing Confessions CD and booklet. To order by mail, write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. Order today.
Well, in 1978, right before we got married, we had a car accident. My husband rear-ended someone, and I ate the steering wheel. And it knocked out my front teeth, three of them, totally roots and all, and my neck. It took my neck spine actually curved backwards instead of curving the way it's supposed to because of that accident. And I have just suffered off and on pain. And when I sit too long, the tension and the pain gets more. And sitting all weekend, it started to increase. And I've never been able to turn my neck any further than this. I've always had to look when you're driving or something, if I had to go like this, to be able to look behind me. And as she was preaching, I started feeling a warmth in my neck. It started right here where the tension was real great, you know, and it was like, oh, that's cool. It's feeling warm because I've been cold sitting here in this air conditioning, so I know it was warm. And it was like getting warmer and warmer. And then when she released the healing and we were standing, it was like a tingling, but yet I almost felt like somebody was pressing on there. And as she encouraged doing more, I just kept doing more, you know, and just said, it started before. The anointing is here, and you just have to be open in your heart to receive that. You have to say, yeah, it's for me. Because, you know, what I kept telling myself is, accept the whole work of the cross. It's just as easy as getting saved. So it's very cool that God put me here in this spot at this time, and it just confirmed in my heart that it's over. I'm healed. I got it now. It's like, woo! Praise God! Oh, it's been 29 years, and now I can look behind me without going like this. It's like, it's wonderful. It's wonderful.
I love that. You know, no wonder Charlene was so excited. 29 years is a long time to live with pain. And then that warmth started coming into her neck during healing school. You know what? She laid hold of her healing. Now she has mobility. She's rejoicing. She's excited. I love it when people are excited when God heals them. So you know what? If God will do that for her, the Word says He's no respecter of person. He has the same thing in mind for you. So right now, you throw up your hands and be excited like Charlene, because your moment of healing is here. In the name of Jesus, I speak life and health and healing over the people listening to this broadcast. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Every part of your body, from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet, healed and whole in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Now you receive that by faith and start getting excited like Charlene was, moving what you couldn't move before. Start exercising your faith. Hallelujah. Our product to offer this week is God Wants You Well. This is a CD set called Live Long, Live Strong by my mother. She teaches at Healing School so clearly where you can really understand your promises that God's made you. Healing Confessions. This is her reading healing scriptures and confessions for you to follow along with. And Healing Promises. Now, this book is all healing scriptures in four different translations. You just start at the top and read and read and put the word in and put the word in, and it will drive out sickness and disease. So be sure you order that today. Remember, faith is believing and obeying God. It's the opposite of disobedience. It's believing God when things are going good and when things just look like they're falling apart around you, when they look impossible. Faith is standing on the word of God. You can be delivered from drugs. You can be delivered from alcohol and pornography. Because according to the Word of God, there is healing for you today. Healing for your spirit. Healing for your soul. Healing for your body. We want you to join us again tomorrow. This is Kelly Copeland reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
This is the Year of the Open Door, and Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you. For more information on this broadcast, today's product offer, or other ministry tools and resources, visit our website at kcm.org. You may also call toll-free 800-575-4455 or write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas 76192. As we celebrate 40 years of ministry, we believe for God's plan in your life and that you will walk through the open door of the blessing this year.
Get up! Get up! Get up and declare my word, saith the Lord, for your victory is at hand in greater measure than ever before. Not because of greater work and labor on your part, but because of your faith in the blessing, and your inheritance is at hand. Rise up and head through the door. This is the hour of your victory. You will not fail it.
Your door is open. Come out for an intimate time together in God's Word with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. It's time for the 2007 Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign. Join us from the 8th to the 10th of November at Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodbridge, Virginia. For more information, visit us online at kcm.org or call 1-800-600-7395.
As time ticks closer to eternity, will God find faith in the earth? Make sure He finds it in you. Walk through the open door of faith, victory, and power with the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine. Step into your destiny through the word-based teachings of Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. Be encouraged by the real-life stories of other believers and so much more. The Believer's Voice of Victory magazine, transforming lives through the power of God's Word.
Tomorrow on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
That God gets glory from sickness, disease, is a tradition, and it'll rob you. God gets glory when you get healed. He gets glory when you have a testimony of healing to share with the world.